listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. There's continued opposition to the proposed wind farm in Kalbarri. A petition against the development has attracted almost 3,000 signatures. Premier Roger Cook says he supports the turn to cleaner energy.
I'm certainly supportive of offshore wind farms, and it's important that we take every opportunity to make sure that we can continue to be a renewable energy powerhouse and that we can continue to our efforts around decarbonisation.
Plant-based beef produces 90% less greenhouse emissions than its animal-based counterpart. That's according to new research, which shows plant-based products also require less land use. Professor Andrew McGregor says it's now an even playing field between competitors for consumer attention.
As technology has developed and there's more people attracted to the industry, it is more of a direct competition now. So plant-based products, they're available in places like Hungry Jack's, for example.
Aussies are being asked to have their say about the delivery of universal telecommunications services. The service obligation is a safeguard to ensure everyone can access fixed phone services and pay phones, regardless of where they live. It's part of the review of the regional broadband scheme operation in a bid to inform government decision-making on future mechanisms. An amazing transformation of the Carnarvon Skate Park thanks to our kids. Local youngsters coming together for a massive two-day effort to don the space with a new colourful mural. In sport, junior footy stars in Carnarvon are invited to a football clinic tomorrow night. The PCYC hosting the event at the festival grounds between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.